Welcome to KUOW's The Record on the 24th of March. If you feel like you're just waking up from a long winter, you're not alone. Bears feel exactly the same way. They're just starting to be more active in the North Cascades. Except for grizzly bears, that is. Scientists think there are very few grizzly bears left in Washington, maybe a couple of dozen. But those grizzlies will eventually repopulate on their own, right?
Well, you can't say if there's two or three of them there, leave them to it, because they won't bounce back in numbers quickly. They're the second slowest reproducing mammal in North America after the muskoxen.
That's Chris Morgan, a bear expert, a filmmaker, and author based in Bellingham. He wants to reintroduce grizzly bears to the North Cascades, possibly by bringing in grizzlies from other places. This could really happen. The National Park Service and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are looking into it. I asked Chris Morgan why he's so passionate about bringing grizzlies back to Washington.
I'm from a country where we haven't had grizzly bears for 1,000 years. You know, Britain used to have grizzlies, but they didn't get along very well with the Romans, and the Romans won. So, but here we've got this rare window of opportunity to have grizzly bears back as part of our landscape in healthy numbers, and it seems like most people want that. You know, our surveys have said that people see them as part of our national and natural heritage. So there's that Wild West feel about grizzly bears and the pride that comes with that, that they've got an inherent right to be here, a rightful place here, just of their own accord. People value them for future generations. And then people see them as part of the ecosystem, you know, that they are an important part of making an ecosystem work. So there's a lot of support and a lot of good reasons for having them back, but not everybody agrees. So,
well, grizzly bear is a symbol. Fantastic. Grizzly bear in front of you, terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people are petrified at the idea of running into a grizzly bear. And right,
is that wrong?
You know, they're wild animals doing what they do, and sometimes that means defending themselves or their cubs or their food. And, you know, we all know what defending your youngsters is about, you know. It just brings out something visceral, and there is something about that with grizzly bears, and they can be dangerous.
More dangerous than, say, black bears?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, in certain circumstances. So, yeah, it depends on which bear you encounter. And I always say that, you know, just about every grizzly bear or black bear, for that matter, that you encounter is going to be as different as any human you might encounter on the same backcountry trail. Amazing array of different personalities, just as we have in the human world. And you never know which bear you're going to encounter, but hopefully the right bear on the right day. And that's 99% of the encounters that people have. And, you know, myths and folklore and movies, The Revenant. I'm not going to mention any, but The Revenant.
Yeah, don't mention any, but The Revenant.
For example, you know, they haven't done grizzly bears a huge number of favors when it comes to the myth and folklore that surround them. They're a lot less dangerous than you would imagine from what you hear. But the dangers are there. But, you know, I think us as the smarter animal, the smarter mammal, we can take steps to stay safe in bear country. Simple little things like hang your food up so they're not attracted to it when you're camping. Make noise when you're walking down a trail so you don't surprise a bear. They don't like to be surprised. Carry bear spray, way more effective than a firearm. You know, you've got a bear spray, a bear pepper spray on your hip.
You've never seen a grizzly in the North Cascades.
Not.
You've seen signs.
I've seen bear sign. Didn't know whether it was grizzly or black bear, though.
Are there photographs and video of grizzlies walking around in the North Cascades?
There are still photographs of tracks. We have photographs that come from the public each year, but most of them are indecipherable. There's been a certain number of verified sightings, but the verified sightings haven't happened for years, since the late 90s.
People just tuning in think we must be talking about Bigfoot. That's what I'm thinking of.
It is like the search for Sasquatch, for Bigfoot. It definitely has that ring about it, doesn't it? Yeah. They are few and far between. I've studied bears all over the world, in places like Spain even, where there are 60 or 70 bears in northern Spain, maybe even more now. But 20 years ago when I was there, you never hoped to see them. Just so elusive and secretive, and mostly become nocturnal. Same thing has probably happened here, you know. The only bears that are left are the ones that know how to stay out of humans' way. And
sure.
So that's been a predisposition that has worked for them. So we don't see them very much. But we have a lot of people in the Cascades. You'd think that a decent photograph would turn up by now. But they are few and far between. It's become almost a life mission to find that photograph, you know, or that track, you know. And But they're in some very wild, isolated areas in the Cascades, and we've got some big mountains, most of it, you know, most of it high elevation and very inaccessible. No matter how easy it is to get across Highway 20, there's a lot of mountains for grizzly bears to hide there.
You might actually see a grizzly bear in the North Cascades. For someone who's never going to come face to face with that bear, why do you think it's so important to know that you're living with grizzlies in Washington State?
Wow, that is, I spend a lot of time thinking about that because I do like to see both sides of any story and both sides of people's opinions, you know, and I understand when people say, look, it affects my livestock or they might affect my livelihood in some way. My heart goes out to those people. My position is that I think that these giant wild landscapes are better with giant, large carnivores on them. It keeps humans humble. It's good for the ecology. It can be really good for the economy. You know, grizzly bears could really boost the economies of communities in the North Cascades and surrounding areas like they've done in Yellowstone.
Meaning busloads of tourists hassling these bears?
Yeah, not hassling them, but coming just because they know that they're in the environment. And I think that speaks to it all. When you know those bears are out there, you get this sense of something bigger and wilder than yourself. And whether you see them or not, just being out in that environment is something just pretty pure and wild that you don't get a taste of very much in today's world. So a lot of my work is figuring out where these wild pockets are around the world and how do we ensure that they stay around. And to have one of them a couple hours from Seattle is something I think most Washingtonians are really proud of.
That's Bellingham-based bear expert Chris Morgan. He would like to reintroduce grizzly bears to the North Cascades. And the government wants to know what you think of that idea. They're asking you to comment on their grizzly bear environmental impact statement. We are now tweeting a link to you so you can find out how to comment. Tell the government what you think about the bears. We're tweeting it out at KUOW. Chris Morgan also has a short movie up where he talks to people on hiking trails about bears and stuff, and you can find that at our website, KUOW.org.